My name is Terry Kilby. I've been coming to the fair since 1977. I've known Renice for, what, two and a half years?
Longer than that. Longer than that.
And what would you like to say about yourself?
Oh, I'm Renice Seifer. I just retired. Been in Oregon all my life, was a counselor. I'm hoping by the end of the fair I will need counseling because I've had such an amazing time. So that's it. I've known Terry quite a long while.
And my first fair was in 1979. And I had some friends that said, reserve Sunday afternoon, we're going to go to the Oregon Country Fair. Now, I thought this was just a normal fair where you have cows and chickens and pickled, you know, fruit and vegetables and stuff. So I had no idea what to expect. I just had on just plain pair of shorts and stuff. And this was, I just finished up at the U of O and was pretty young. And so my friends gave me actually a hit of acid. And so when I walked in, you know, I was met with people on stilts and all the colors and stuff, so I didn't know what to expect. And one of the first people that I saw was this bare-breasted woman who was walking around, and she had this cart that was around her neck where she had marijuana brownies that she was selling.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I'm in a different spot. And then, I don't know if it was that time or another time. Of course, it was a lot fewer people back then. A lot fewer. I mean, one-tenth as many people as there are now. And but just as much fun. A lot more open drugs, though. There was somebody had a big canister of nitrous oxide, which was free. But you'd pay a quarter for the balloon to fill it up. So anyway, it was just a big, fun, anything-goes fair. And then probably the most fun time that I've come was a time when somehow I managed to get a camping pass so that I could stay overnight. And that was really fun. Because after the crowds and the public goes, it's really like a community. You know, it's almost there's a family feel to it. And you know, you can talk more to the artists that are making things, and they go and they do like a big sweep at a certain hour to get people out who weren't supposed to be here. And then at midnight, they would have a big show on the main stage where the Flying Karamazo brothers would juggle, let's see, they would juggle knives and they would juggle things that were on fire, naked.
I missed that fair. Shame.
Yeah, you would have had a good time. And, you know, parades where people were naked and, you know, it was just, it was a different time. So this is probably the seventh or eighth fair that I've been to. I don't come every year. But I like to bring friends that I think would enjoy it. And so that's why I brought my niece today, just so that she could enjoy it. And staying, you know, I'm of an age that I don't really want to camp out anymore, but I usually will rent a place at Yahats and then just, you know, drive over for the day.
So. Well, and I've heard all these stories. I was born in 1960, so I missed those early fairs. So I hear all these stories, and I've never been. I've lived in Oregon my whole life. Terry's from Virginia. So I'm like, I think I've only seen two bare breasts. I haven't spotted a joint, although I've smelled one. And I think the spirit's probably still here. I love the fact that there's tons of different ages. But for my first fair, it's pretty tame compared to these Terry's days, the early days, where a different time, but just more free. The spirit's here, though.
Yeah, well, the early days, it was less well known, and so now there's more general public that comes. There's more, you know, there's more families and more people that are just, they're not necessarily counterculture types. They just hear that it's a fun place to go. And back then, it was just a different feel. There was a lot of political stuff, environmental stuff that were going on. A lot of ways that you could get connected to different mm-hmm. communities depending on your situation. So I enjoy it all. I liked it better when there were fewer people because it's a little bit difficult to. That's why I've come on Friday, because there's fewer people here today than there probably be tomorrow or on Sunday. But either way, it's a great place to come and people watch. The arts and crafts are fantastic. The food is great. The entertainment is great. The setting is great. I mean, there's nothing that's not great about the Oregon Country Fair. Would you agree?
I haven't seen it all yet. I'm still waiting. So far, so good. Yeah, it's beautiful. The people have been really sweet. A lot of more booths and sales stuff than I would have thought, just from what you said. But most of it, I love the stuff that's handmade. I love the artisans here. It's not, whether it's the woodworkers or there's a guy forging metal in a shop, or I love those kind of crafts. An area where they're, you know, tanning buckskin. And that to me is part of that spirit of that, probably those early times, you know. We still hold all these things dear, you know, to the earth. And that stuff's been fun. Watching the kids' involvement in things has been equally fun. So I don't think this was exactly a family fair when it first, well, I don't know, the communes, the people. But anyway, I have long ways to go. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the fair.